Aleishu chelek beis shin yud gimel, the fourth vad, shalachu mitam eizu ben oilam abba. They sent a message from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Who qualifies as a ben oilam abba? An vesan ushval berich, somebody who's humble, shayif ayil, shayif nofik. Rashi then, Sanhedrin peiches, explains, sheiche nichnas vesheiche yotze. He enters and leaves, he's a little bent. Garis be'irais at the dira, he's constantly revising words of tira. Doesn't give himself too much credit. So these are six things that together make a person to ben olam haba. That too, the constant revision of divrei Torah is a case of placing Hashem's will at the top of the agenda. No matter how this person grows in Torah, becomes even a singular person, the greatest Talmid Chacham, it doesn't give himself credit, it doesn't lead to any emphasis of himself. A person is about to give a shi'ur or divrei Torah in public. It's relatively easy to be sheichev nichnas, to enter with a little bit of apprehension. He does not yet know how his words will be received. When a person succeeds and his words are accepted, they are popular, he then leaves with that same sense of apprehension, of literally of bending, without any sense of superiority. He remembers well how much divine assistance he received in order to be mechadesh his words. That's one of the most difficult things to accomplish. The Brice in Avodah Zarah of Chaf says, humility is greater than anything. This is what the world of true Talmidei Chachamim looks like. The Pasuk says, I think it's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, bring home people with abject poverty, people who are complete paupers. The Midrash comments, "Elu talmidei chachamim hanichnasim levatei amei haoretz." It's a reference, at least a hint, an allusion to talmidei chachamim who enter the homes of those who are unlearned, umarvim oisami divrei Torah, and given to drink of divrei Torah. Davka talmidei chachamim nikrim aniyim merudim. It's interesting here that the Chazal see a hint in this pasuk that speaks of people who are complete paupers, and it's a hint to talmidei chachamim. Why is that? The leislu migarmayu klum, because they have nothing of their own. They see this, that what they have they received. Ve'en lahem shum srach yisnasus. They have no iota of superiority. The rashazis shel chazal lichora miflaahi. This drasha is very surprising. Lama loy be'aru es apasuk kipshutoi. Why didn't they explain the pasuk more simply? And yimerudim, you could have said these paupers mentioned by the pasuk elu amei haaretz. It's a reference to those who have nothing there. They're not learned at all. Amei haaretz. Tavibais, bring them to the home base, Talmid Chacham, to make the same sort of thing that Talmid Chacham teaches the Amei haaretz. Why didn't they do it that way? The answer is, Ela shehanim ha-amitiyim emrak Talmid Chachamim ha-yodim li'ikana lifnei bar'am u'lisbatei lifnei ratzono legamri. Because true paupers are not the Amei haaretz. They are the Talmid Chachamim who know how to submit themselves to the Creator and to negate the will before His will. MS, it's true that kol adam nidash likana lefanav yisborach. Every person is required to show submission, to reach that level. Ul faroi hamelech haaretz, even paroi, the great king, the powerful king, Moshe says to him, ad mosai me'anto le'anus miponai, in the name of Hashem. Until when? How long will you continue refusing to be to submit yourself before me? Lios ani v'shafe lefonai. So he's also required. That's the function, that's the purpose of man in his world. Even though this is required of everyone, the ones who truly know how to be humble before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heim talmidei chachomim. They are the talmidei chachomim. That's what they are referred to as aniyim merudim. כך היינו בכל גדולי עולם שזכינו להכיר. We've seen this with all גדולי עולם that we had the privilege of knowing. למעשה, as far as putting this in practice, יש שגור על פיו של תלמיד חכם, השכן על תיקוד מידסיו, איגרס הרמב"ן. התלמיד חכם, who is busy improving his מידויס, should be fluent in איגרס הרמב"ן. ודע, as a final point, כי רמח"ל במסילת ישרים, תופס את החסידות לעיקר מעלויס. He held that חסידות is the uppermost of levels, כי הד את הנקמה בעבודה זרה דף חף, להק תנקמה. Over there in that Bryce in Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf, upon which the Mesilas Yesharim is built. Ve'ilu haRamban be'Igeres HaMusar. In contrast, the Ramban, Shu Sefer Shalem be'Kitzur Nimratz Gedrech HaYishonim, it's an entire Sefer, just written very briefly. So it appears like a letter, but it really is a Sefer. Bo'ines kol Avodah ala Anava shigdola mikulan. He builds the Avodah on humility, which he considers to be the greatest Midah. Uchdas Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi be'Avodah Zarah. Not like Tana Kama, but Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. בכל שנה ושנה יש לחזור על איגרס זויס. Every year one should revise this, learning this letter, וללמדה בשימס למרובה, to learn it with great attention. עד כאן.